things in the name of Jesus. I'm going to go right into the Word with you. You know, in the last session, I was encouraging people to go to prayer. And children of God, if there has ever been a time, we've never faced a time like this in our nation. I was raised, I was born in 52, grew up in the 60s, and I was in and around. Most of the time, I was around Nashville, Tennessee. I grew up, I saw the race riots, I saw everything that was going on. There were so many things that was done wrong in our nation, belittling people for trying to stand up for their civil rights. When the Declaration of Independence was written, the Declaration plainly said all men are created equal, and all men are created equal. I don't care what the color of your skin is. I don't care what color you are on the outside. We are all made just alike inside. We think alike. We act alike. The only thing that separates us is our culture. We've all got blood. We've all got the same internal organs. And we all worship the same Lord and Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we've been all made one nation by His blood. So we need to get over this stuff, and we need to go to prayer. We need to seek God for God to change things and God to bring a healing, because there's nothing going to change things except prayer. We have got to have an act of God in our nation, and we're close to an act of God in our nation. That's why the Spirit has stood up to disrupt, divide, cause division, and put people in discouragement and disarray and just tear our nation apart. So we need to fight. If you've ever fought for the faith, it's time to fight for the faith. You know, Paul said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. Jude said to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And we need to go back and fight for that faith. We need to go back and fight for God to make Himself real. And I'm going to go to 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter here. And I'm going to read a few verses of Scripture and reach out for God to touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our spirits, and bring us together in a unity of the Spirit. The thing we need more right now than anything else is the unity of the faith. We need that unity of the faith. We don't need to be all over the board. That's what's wrong with people. They're all over the board. They don't know what to believe. They don't know where to walk. They don't know what to listen to, because you don't have leadership standing up in the churches. You may have people preaching good words, but like I said, who can stand up and declare the word of the Lord came to me? Who can stand up and declare that God is moving by His Spirit and that this is the word of the Lord to the nation at this time? You don't have anybody doing that. You have ministers over local churches that are probably preaching good, but you've got a lot of people that don't know what to do. They're living in fear. They're living in panic mode. They're living in disillusionment, and afraid of what's fixing to happen on a day-to-day basis. We don't need to live like that if we're walking with God. God plainly said in His Word, for the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That sound mind, when you look it up, means a disciplined mind. And Isaiah 26 in verse 3 said, the man whose mind is stayed upon the Lord, I will keep him in perfect peace, because He trusts us in me. We need God to keep us. We need God to settle us down. We need God to walk with us and talk with us and lead us by the working of His Spirit. So I'm going to 2 Timothy, the 4th, I'll get it here in a minute. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and I'm starting at the first verse. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. People have quoted that scripture so out of context and so wrong. When Paul was writing to Timothy, he said, Timothy, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. What Paul was telling Timothy, Timothy, you're going to walk through times, there's going to be a great move of God, and the Word of God and the move of God and the working of the Spirit's going to be in season. And then there's going to come times that the Word of God is going to be hated, it's going to be vilified, it's going to be rejected, it's going to be pushed aside. And that's going to be when the Word of God is not in season. But he said, it doesn't matter if it's in season or it's out of season. Preach the Word. Stay with the Word. Stand on the Word of God. And that's what we've got to do in this time of trouble. It hasn't been that long back the Lord had me preach out of Jeremiah 30. This is a time of Jacob's trouble. This is a time spiritually when Jacob saw every man with his hands on his loins travailing, trying to birth this move of God that the earth is so dying for. And we ministered out of Romans 8 that the whole creation moaneth and travaileth and groan together until now, waiting for this manifestation of the sons of God. Everybody that's groaning and moaning is not Christians. The whole earth right now, the whole creation is moaning. Why? We're going through something that we don't know what to do. We don't know which way to go. We don't have direction. We don't have wisdom and understanding of the working of the Spirit of God. And so Paul here is charging Timothy, stay with the Word, no matter how hard it is, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how tough it is, and how much you fight in battle and war against spirits, preach the Word. Preach the Word. Stay with the Word. Keep people rooted and grounded and settled and established on the Word so they'll know the working and the leadership of the Holy Ghost. People don't know anymore. The spirit of discernment from the churches is gone. You have very few people that know that have the spirit of discernment and can tell you when something's spoken by the Spirit of the Lord or not. People are hunting for something to make them feel good. They're hunting for these personal prophecies. And I'm going to tell you, there is no such thing as a personal prophecy in the Scripture. There is the word of knowledge. There is the word of wisdom. And there is the gift of discerning of spirits. But prophecy, the way the Scripture lays it out, is to edify the church. It ain't to come to you individually and give you the word that you are looking for or seeking for. And so if somebody, you get an announcement that you can go to this meeting and somebody give you a personal word of prophecy and a personal revelation, you better be careful because you may be walking into a spirit of witchcraft. You may be walking into, that's a soothsaying spirit. That's something to make you feel good. So we need to get in prayer, be still. No matter how hard it is, it's time to pray. It's time to pray every day. It's time to pray individually. It's time to pray in your home. It's time to pray in the church. It's time to pray corporately. But it's time to cry out, God, we need an answer. We need somebody to stand up with the word of the Lord. And I believe God will do this for us. I thank you for listening. I'm praying for you and praying for our nation. Please join us in daily prayer for our nation. And I know if you will, God will bless you. May God bless you is my prayer.